you have a motto or favorite saying that you'd like to share with the viewing audience?
Yes.
Previously on Podcrapular.
Even a horse that's waiting to be glued needs a little sugar too.
You know, I got up this morning and I looked at the dreary old sky and looked at my beautiful warm bed and, you know, said, okay, let me get up here. I got up, brushed my teeth, took a shower, got back into my pajamas, and here I am.
I burned that out. That's completely burned to a crisp. I apologize.
I knew right from the get-go that I could not quit whenever I wanted, because I had, like, quit several times to no avail. But this time is, like, the worst one.
Always funny. Smoked meat is always good.
Which is awesome in and of itself.
My sister, of all people, actually got me turned on. Ew, if I stopped there.
You know what that reminds me of? That t-shirt they used to have.
Start bragging about yourself there. Start bragging. Come on. I want to hear it.
Like once a year, they do this thing called Waffles and Puppets.
Okay, that's enough.
All right, now I really have to ask you now, did you bring on the Pippitude?
Everybody has asked me, you know, Pip questions.
An awesomely weird thing.
Hey, Andy, there's a link already.
And she just did not have a good life.
That being said, man, can she take a cock in the ass. Holy cow. Fantastic. Love this girl.
I think we're going to have to finish it up with a punchline, because I think she would have wanted it that way, don't you?
We get all that. We understand all that.
It's like I always say, I aim to please, just in this case, bad aim.
Chico Wang. See, right there, we don't even need to make up any jokes.
And that is what we are here to do, because we are Podcrapular.
Chico Wang.
Dude, your sprinkler's broken. Water the baby.
Well, I know how I'm going to remember her. In reverse cowgirl.
You never go ass to mouth.
Ooh, well, that's true. I could see that being a problem.
Giddy up.
This one is also kind of sad.
I like missionary.
Now when somebody decides to take me up the butt, it's gonna suck.
It shows a lot of consideration and multitasking on the part of her partner.
Really? 250 for ass to mouth? Really?
I'm pretty sure that is probably one of the saddest things I've heard all day.
Josh, you better be doing your job.
I don't know what to do. Billy's not taking me to the prom. Well, he says he's taking Cindy because she takes it up the butt and I don't. Will you help me?
With what?
My butt? Mr. Anderson, I really need your help.
No.
Fine. No, I'll never go to the prom. And even if I do, when a guy goes to take me up the butt,
you walked in here never having heard of her, and you're going to walk out thinking, you know, let's try to keep some other girl from ending like this.
It's the most wrinkly foot ever.
What I did not see was the porn.
We're about as podcrapular as you get.
All right, I'm going to tell you this because we're friends.
Ballcock.
But sometimes, in the heat of the moment, it's forgivable to go ass to mouth.
Fun will now commence.
You're listening to Podcrapular.
Did you see the memo about this?
Podcrapular.
I hope you have a change of underwear.
Because, you know, you probably have nothing better to do with your time.
That would seem logical.
Podcrapular.
How many times do we have to tell you?
Starring Golf Widow.
Oh my god, I think I just peed a little.
I think we had a bad influence on her.
And Andy Martello.
I'm the entertainer that knows when the show's over.
I have a sense of humor.
And various porn stars.
You ever seen a grown man naked?
Yes, I said porn stars.
That's cool.
My shit's bigger than his.
Tastes like chicken.
It's all good and fun until someone gets their eye poked out.
Yeah. Ready to go, dude? Yeah!
Podcrapular.
Hi, Andy.
Hello, Golf Widow. I'm sorry, I'm eating Halloween candy.
Oh, I thought you had done your dick or treats.
No, excuse me. No, I only dick or treat on Super Bowl Sunday.
Aha. Uh-huh.
That's the day I do dick or treat, because that's the one day I know that all women will indiscriminately put out with the likes of me, because they're being ignored by their loser husbands who watch football. On Halloween, there are far too many moms and dads. Well, granted, this is the time when all women dress up slutty because they think they should. They're all walking around with their damn kids. And you know what? It's a whole lot harder to solicit sex from a woman when she's got her kid with her.
I hate that.
But it is easy to solicit sex from them afterwards because you've just given them candy.
Hey, so, you do what works.
There's a plus and a minus to everything, I guess.
I guess so.
How are you? How's life treating you since last we spake? Or is it spoke? Or is it spaked?
Since the last time I talked to you, it's just, it's crazy. We try to figure out a schedule for doing this podcast, and it's ridiculous.
It's not quite working out so much.
No.
Well, you're much busier than I am. Although this last time I ended up fucking up our recording day because they switched my work hours and all that crap changed.
See, the biggest problem is that they don't switch my work hours. I work the same hours every day, Monday through Friday, but I work
well,
them.
And so do I, but I'm 3 hours, behind you. So it's like, by the time I get off work, it could be 8 o'clock my time, but it's you're already fast asleep. Well, you don't sleep, but you're going through the motions of pretending to sleep, because it's like 11 o'clock your time. So.
Exactly. But then there's also, that whole thing of that they do, in fact, switch your hours, or if somebody calls out, you might have to go in. That doesn't happen to me.
Yeah, well, so you got you have everything you need. You're perfect, all right? I get it.
No, I'm saying that that's why I fuck everything up.
Oh, well, that's okay. Well, for people who... Well, I don't even know. I think we had more people actually listen to our first return to podcasting as opposed to our second return to podcasting. Now, granted, everyone has stuff going on, but I recall saying the word pussy many, many times last week, and I didn't get one email from Julie at juliadoyoulovemeblogspot.com telling me how hot she was after hearing me say pussy. So really, that's at least one fewer listener than I'm aware of.
Julie's got stuff going on, and I'm not going to go into her stuff because it's her stuff.
That's right. She does have stuff. You can read it on her blog. Everybody's got stuff right now. Gordon's having problem because his mom, Gordon at blogthispal.blogspot.com. Hope your mom is feeling better. Hope you're doing better. All that stuff. Yeah, everybody's got stuff. No good.
It's all bad stuff, too. Although, I've got some good stuff, but it's still not my story to tell, so I can't tell it, which sucks. But I would like to say a happy belated birthday to my new cousin, Jeff, who is no relation at all to my husband, Jeff.
Well, thank goodness, because you don't live in the South, so that probably doesn't happen.
No, he's actually my cousin-in-law. My new cousin is Judy, and there is a long story behind that I am not going to get into because, again, it's not my story to tell, but it is so cool.
Well, congratulations.
Yes, congratulate me, because I'm, excited. I haven't had a first cousin, that lived near me my whole life, and now I've got one.
Wow, well, then you just must be happier than a puppy with two Peters right now. Of course, you're actually a puppy with two Jeffs. dear. And we should let everyone know, both of you, you're listening to Podcrapular at golfwidow.podomatic.com, or perhaps you're streaming it or downloading it from iTunes, or maybe you're at our MySpace page, myspace.com/podcrapular, and listening to it there. Or maybe you just, downloaded it, burned it to a CD, and are listening to it in your car because you just don't feel like you're getting enough out of us if you don't also get a CD out of it. And it bears mentioning that we're recording on Halloween. Ooh, scary.
So this is going to be our special Thanksgiving episode by the time it gets all edited and stuff.
That's right. That's right. But, don't blame Josh. He has stuff, too.
Yes, Josh has stuff.
He's actually come up with a good idea. In the times when we can't seem to schedule, what were you telling me? He wanted to call it
Podcrapular Light. It'll be like a 10-minute spot. Either Josh, who you guys will know from the time that Andy was on hiatus, Josh was my co-host then. He's our producer now. He would do a 10-minute spot just to kind of keep everybody happy, let you know what's going on and stuff. or I or Andy will do that as well, just because we're having so much trouble syncing up our schedules.
That's right. Yeah, and think of this. There could be times where I am speaking to Josh and not you, or you're speaking to Josh and not me, or Josh is speaking to neither of us.
Yes. Well, there might, if we ever figure it out, be a time when all three of us are talking at the same time.
That's true. And then maybe Josh would be forced to actually have to do some producer stuff. I mean, right now all he has to do is throw in a few sound drops and put together an opening, and then he just sits back and waits to cash the checks we're never going to write.
I doubled his salary twice already. I don't know what more he wants.
He just takes and takes and takes, that guy, Josh. So, yeah, I think that'd be a good idea, the Podcrapula
Light. Although, you know what? I want to shout out to Josh, because I just saw a recent picture of him, and it looks like he's dropped about a lot of weight, and he's looking kind of hot, so...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He dropped some weight. He didn't drop the baby, I hope.
No.
He didn't. Okay.
I'm hoping he actually rehydrated the baby, because there was a picture of his baby's foot that is just the wrinkliest thing I ever did see.
I know. Yeah, we talked about that. I thought everyone said, oh, it's probably the baby just came out of the bath. And I'm like, no, that baby looks like a prune. Looks like it's been dried up out in the sun.
Hour and a half in the pool, I believe it was.
Oh, all right. Fine.
But well, that was one wrinkly baby foot.
So Josh is looking hot now. Now, this, I...
Well, no, Josh always looked good to me. I mean, you know me.
Yeah.
How I am.
You're easy.
But not cheap.
I don't know. Come on. I sent you an orange bird necklace trinket. That didn't cost me much, and I know you'd do me just for that alone.
I would do you just for having read the stupid book.
Well, that's true. Of course, April read the book to me, so I guess...
I'd do April for reading the book to you.
I was going to say, this could work out really nicely for me. Yeah. Getting my think on, indeed. How about getting my heart on? Yeah. That's what we're talking about. Anyway, speaking of your book, people should buy it, because it's in its... I believe it's in its first printing, and so people need to buy it. They need to buy it so you can have a second printing, and maybe a third or fourth or fifth.
Yes.
It's called Getting My Think On by Sandra Harris, a book that kicks the crap out of thinking for dummies.
Yes.
So, anyway, the world is caught up now. We're recording on Halloween. It's about 4 o'clock my time, so any minute now, there should just be, or maybe they're going to wait till it gets dark. I don't know, but I'm anticipating anywhere from none to 1,000 kids coming and wanting candy. And since I'm the only one here at the house, I will have to distribute the candy. So, I'm hopeful this works out.
It's going to work out fine for me. Trick-or-treating was last night in West Haven.
Isn't that, what a crock of crap that is. We had to do that in a lot of the suburban neighborhoods of Chicago, too. And I think that is about as unholy a thing as you can do. Halloween is the same day every goddamn year. And it makes no sense whatsoever to have your Halloween on other
Consider
days.
Consider the source. I live in West Haven. This past year... they had the 4th of July fireworks on June 30th. June, which is not July, and the 30th, which is not the 4th.
Yeah, that is a little odd. Although I do sort of understand the idea of having 4th of July fireworks at, any time around where they might explode, because every town has them. And yes, every town has a Halloween, too, but that just means you go to your neighborhood or you go to somebody else's neighborhood. It's the one day we all expect there will be neighbors and we actually will open the door. By expanding it out, like, there are some towns that are in this country that are having Halloween next week. They're having it next weekend. Oh, it'll be so much easier if we have it next weekend. Fuck you. Come on, man. It's Halloween. It's the day you do that crap.
What's bothering me is that they're not doing the Halloween parades anymore from the schools. Do you remember doing that, where you would get dressed up in your costume and march around the block with your class so that way all the neighbors to the school could see your costume?
See, we never had to do that. We just, I mean, we would do dress up at the school, but we never had like any sort of parade and stuff. I mean, I guess there were a few times when in grade school we would actually have like little assemblies and everybody would gather in the gym. And then, of course, it would be a big Halloween party at the school, but we never had any sort of parade or anything like that. But nope, then again, I grew up in Marengo, Illinois, where you know, it could take a year to plan a parade, and then they would call it off simply because after a year's time, they realized nobody actually wanted to be in the parade.
Yeah, no, this was not a big deal. It was just that your teacher would pair you up, line of boys, line of girls. You had to hold hands, and you'd all walk around the block so that way the neighbors could see your outfit. And then you came back to the school and had your cupcake and 5 million candy corns. But they don't do that anymore because it's against everybody's religion.
Well,
or it's promoting Wicca.
Yeah, whatever. You know, people don't even know what Halloween really is anymore. Anyone, just fuck all of them. You know,
just for that matter, why don't you tell the kids who ring your doorbell, hey, did you know that if I give you candy, you're supposed to pray for the dead souls in my family?
I should.
Because that's where that all started.
Maybe I'll tell them that. Let's see what happens.
Dude, my dad died a few years ago. Pray for his soul, would you?
That's right. You're getting candy. Yeah, come on, you little bitch. Come on, you little Harry Potter-wearing motherfucker. Start praying. Actually, April came up with a great costume, but she did not, you know, she works at a department store, and they are not letting people dress up, so she couldn't do it. She was going to, did you happen to see the Simpsons movie at all when it came out?
Oh, no.
Did you see any of the commercials? How can you miss the Simpsons movie? Come on, girl, what's wrong with you?
Oh, let's see, I've got nobody to go to the movies with. I mean, Jeff likes to go to the movies about as much as most people like to go to Root Canal.
He would go to a... There's not a man on Earth who wouldn't go see the Simpsons movie. Come on. Does he actually have testicles? Come on. Men like the Simpsons. That's how this works. So, well, then you won't even find this nearly as amusing as it should be. She was going to actually she bought this fuzzy spider she was going to wear on her, either on her chest or on her back, and wear a pig snout on her nose, and she would be Spider Pig.
Okay.
Which is the funniest thing from the Simpsons movie, and you didn't watch it, so you have no idea. But Josh, thankfully, will probably find a commercial or something somewhere, maybe a preview for the movie coming out, and he'll put the Spider Pig drop in there. It was awesome, because one of the plot points in the movie surrounded Homer Simpson owning a pig and treating it better than he treated the rest of his family. And in all the commercials, there was a... You know, Marge would come walking in and be like, what are all these pig footprints doing on the roof? And then they'd cut to Homer, who's holding the pig on the roof, and he's singing, Spider Pig does whatever a Spider Pig does, and just kind of making it walk around the roof. I think genius. And they ended up calling back to Spider Pig several times in the movie, making it even funnier. Can he swing from a web? No, he can't. He's a pig. Look out. It was the funniest thing ever. And I think Spider Pig is the ultimate cheap bastard costume now.
Uh-oh, because I totally blew that away with my costume today.
Oh, what'd you wear today?
I dressed up as a cynic. The bad news was everybody knew it was me. The good news was it's the costume I wear every day anyway.
Yeah, so essentially that really was a cheap costume. Well, it could be a very expensive costume. You know, how much did all the stuff you wore cost you initially? You know, it could have been like wine. It took all these years to age and ferment and become good.
Oh, considering the last time I've had a whole new wardrobe, this thing has already paid for itself.
It's just paid for itself 10 times over.
Hell yeah!
Well, I think Halloween should be on Halloween. There should be trick-or-treaters on March 31st. I'm sorry, March 31st. Wow, wouldn't that be great? The day my apartment got destroyed, that would be the day that people come wanting candy. Ding dong! Hey, you don't have a roof. Yeah, fuck you, kid, get out! I'm sorry, October 31st, and I don't care if it falls during the week or not. You know what, parents? Why don't you just put on your damn parent caps and take your fucking kids out to trick-or-treat on Halloween? Bastards.
Well, I guess they are in your neck of the woods, unless they're Mormons.
I don't know. Do Mormons celebrate Halloween? I don't know what they do.
I have no idea.
What happens if they do, and like I don't give Mormon kids candy? What are they going to do to me?
They'll spray paint the word heck all over your house.
You're going to burn in heck, you evil person. Oh, I should answer the door drinking milk, going, come on, I'm one of you, man, I'm one of you. Actually, you know what I'm going to do? If I know they're Mormon kids, I'm just going to drop no-dos, like little caffeine tablets instead of candy. Here, take some candy. It's candy. No, this looks like caffeine. It's evil. Oh, no,
give them cans of Pepsi, dude.
give them some Pepsi. Give them... Oh, God. Hey, have you been watching House MD? Of course you have. You're a woman, and you think Hugh Laurie's hot, even though he's not.
I don't watch it. You know why I don't watch it? Because I like him better with his British accent. He doesn't sound right to me.
Oh, come on now. When he's got his British accent, then he's just one step away from being that googly, goofy, bobbity-bobbity freak he was in when he was in England.
Well,
doing all
yeah.
the worst comedy roles ever.
Well, yes, I know, but who cares?
Oh, jeez. Well, I don't know. There's a Mormon character, a black Mormon character on this season of House, and House keeps referring to him as Big Love, and that just makes me laugh every time.
That
hey, Big
amused.
Love, why don't you go over? Yeah. Very good stuff, good stuff. Oh, man. Well, yeah, I don't care if he's got his British accent or not. I just want women to stop being... Yeah, I want them to finally admit they're just interested because he's on TV. Because I guarantee you go look at him in his Blackadder days, there's not a woman thumping out any Hugh Laurie thoughts. Not a single one anywhere.
No, I watched him on Blackadder, and no, he did not do a thing for me. Not because he looked foppish, although he did, but because his character was stupid.
Yeah, well, see? So basically, it's not even that he's famous. It's just good writing?
Yeah.
That's all it takes to make a girl wet? Holy crap.
Well, I mean, look at Chase.
If that's the case...
Look at Chasing Amy, right? I loved that movie, and I fell in love with Ben Affleck due to that movie, and it took me, like, nearly a year to figure out. He didn't say all that stuff because he thought all that stuff. He said all that stuff because Kevin Smith wrote all that stuff for him to say.
You know, you were a grown adult when that movie came out. You should have learned this concept of movies in fiction years ago.
Shut up.
Shut up. Yeah, see, I think Hugh Laurie minus the accent plus a plateful of food equals Anthony Bourdain. It's the exact
same thing. I have no problem with that. Anthony Bourdain. Nice looking tall man who can cook. I would hit that with ketchup.
Yes, I bet you would. But you got to get rid of the nice-looking part. He's a goof. You saw him in high school. You wouldn't have talked to him. You're only talking to him because he's got a TV show. And let's throw in that he can cook.
Well, no. In high school, what was he? His hair was humongous. And he was, like, doing, like, every drug known to man.
And that's hot. Oh, wait. So he was Brad Delp. Thank you. Thank you from Boston. I could have said Don Henley, but I went for Brad Delp because I could have even gone for Jeff Lynne, but I went for Brad Delp because I know you're the Boston fan. I know.
I am also an ELO fan. I'm not so much an Eagles fan, but I do have a funny Eagles story to share.
Bring it on. By the way, I'm really glad the Eagles album finally came out, because once all the hullabaloo of that album and whatever subsequent touring is done, then Joe Walsh can go back to doing his James Gang stuff and his solo stuff.
Yes! That's the only reason!
Every single time he would get something going, Don Henley would call the troops together and Joe would have to go back on duty. And, I only like Eagles when Joe Walsh is with them. I'm not a big fan of that band if there is no Joe Walsh. No Joe Walsh, it's a shitty country band from California. With Joe Walsh, it's somebody you can fuck a slutty chick to. You know, that's a good thing. But now that the album is finally over, it only took, like, you know, any way you look at it, 4 years or maybe 30 years, depending on how you put it. Now that it's out, and maybe there's going to be some touring, can we get the second leg of the James Gang tour going, please? Can we please have that back? That was so much more fun. I saw the Eagles twice, and I had more fun watching the James Gang once. Okay, so tell me your Eagles story.
Right. Well, anyway, as you know, I am not a humongous fan of the Eagles. I like Joe Walsh, and that's pretty much it. So anyway, the commercial comes on for the new album, and I'm like, well, thank God, because pretty much the same reason as you. And Jeff is going, God, I hate the Eagles. The Eagles suck, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, look, dude, there is one Eagles album in this house, and I didn't buy it. So I don't even want to hear it from you.
Bitch, and what is it? It's probably the Greatest Hits Volume 1 or maybe Volume 2.
No, it's Hotel California, of course.
Okay. Well,
it showed up when he did.
There is. Now, I'm very bitter because I lost the CD years ago. I should replace it, but I just don't buy that many CDs anymore. You should get the one, the post Hotel California album. Get the long run, because that has on there one of... Someday, I would love to have enough money to own a record company, and I would put out an album called The Best of the Worst, where I would pick, like, the worst songs from all of the best-known bands ever. And on there is a song that they did called Teenage Jail, which is, like, one of the most evil, awful, crazy songs ever, and I've played it for people. I've played it for hardcore Eagles fans, for people who own the album,
and they
still don't know it's them.
And they throw up in their mouths a little when they find out the truth.
Well, you know what? I think it's a great song, because I think today, if they release that song today, it has almost like a roots rock as if for Marilyn Manson kind of sound to it, and it's pretty cool. It's also kind of along the same lines.
It's
as
roots
Beatles
rock
song.
If the roots are turnips.
Yeah. You are on a roll today, girlfriend. You are smoking. It's along the same lines of the Beatles song "I Want You, She's So Heavy" in its degree of classic badness.
And you know, I love the Beatles, but I hate that song.
Oh man, see, I will put that's the song when I am around. Like a few weeks back, when I was working with 1964, the tribute. While they're doing their sound check, I'm out in the crowd screaming from the back of the room, "I want you, she's so heavy. Come on!" You know, I'm like, anytime I see a Beatles tribute act, I'm like, calling out for that song. That's the
one. You
know,
oddly, I don't run into a whole lot of Beatles tribute acts. I need to start, like, doing stand-up and things like you do, so that way I can see that, because, you know, you just don't get a whole lot of that in marketing.
Absolutely. Well, that's another thing. I end up going to see, let's say, Styx. Let's say if I see Styx, I am the first. I'm out in the audience screaming, "Plexiglass Toilet! Play Plexiglass Toilet!" And of course, you know, nobody knows what the fuck I'm talking about, except, like, you know, the guys on stage, if they can hear me. And then security comes.
But, thank you. I'm going to divert for a moment and tell you that Dave Barry, the columnist,
right?
Yes. Dressed up as Larry Craig for Halloween, he wore a toilet seat around his neck and adopted a wide stance. Tell me you don't want to vote for that guy for president. I would vote for Dave Barry twice, based on that costume.
That's a good costume. I always thought I was going to try and adapt a Stephen Wright joke to a Halloween costume, and I was just going to tell everybody, I'm what are you supposed to be? Myself, only taller. but you know, no one will get the joke, and honestly, I'd have to wear lifts in my shoes, and not like I got that kind of time.
Well, you could, you know, do again another Stephen Wright joke. This one is my mom's favorite Stephen Wright joke. My mom, of course, L-Empress, L-Empress, dot licious, L-I-S-C-I-O-U-S.net. This is her favorite Stephen Wright joke. I have the biggest shell collection in the world. I keep it at the beach. So you could just like walk around and say, and people say, what are you? Oh, I'm the guy with the biggest shell collection in the world. Where are your shells? They're at the beach.
Hey, speaking of comedians, you would appreciate this because you are like one of three people I can say the name to and you'll probably know who I'm talking about. And you're also one of the few people you'll probably know who I'm talking about either because you know him, respect his work, or simply because you're Jewish and you all know each other the same way black people all know each other. just the other day, I met Charles Fleischer.
Oh!
Now, we pause. We wait for the audience to figure out who he is, and they're like, I got nothing. Except all the Jews.
They got nothing.
All the Jews are screaming, Roger Rabbit! Roger Rabbit!
No, yeah. That's excellent, because just the other day, a friend of mine who is not Jewish, hi Greg, and I were just talking about Charles Fleischer and saying, God, we never see him on anything anymore.
Yeah, oh man, he was headlining apparently over at Harrah's, which is right next to where I'm working now. I work at the Venetian these days, and I had a rather fortunate day. I grabbed a piece of paper off the counter, and I thought it was a receipt. I was just going to throw it away, and it turned out it was one of those vouchers that you get from slot machines for like $25.
Oh, sweet!
And I'm like, well, I'll hang on to it if somebody comes back and claims that they can have it. Otherwise, I'm going to Harrah's right after this. And I bumped into him as he was on his way to go get ready and do the show. So I chatted with him for a few minutes, and that was fun. And wouldn't that be funny? I wet Charles Fleischer, and I didn't get thrown out. And he asked me, "Stop! Will you stop peeing on me, please?" You know, I can't even do a Roger Rabbit voice. I'm laughing too much at the concept of peeing on Charles Fleischer. Couple weeks earlier, I met Wayne Cotter, whom you may or may not know, another comedian very popular in the 80s and 90s comedy boom. And I'd met him several years previously, but yeah, Charles Fleischer, nice guy. The thing about being Charles. Oh, what happened? It sounded like a jet airplane went like right through your house. What happened?
Nothing.
Oh man. All right. Well, in any event, Charles Fleischer. Yeah, that's why you don't see him anymore. He's at Harrah's. He was headlining at the Improv last week. Well, by the time people listen to this, last year. Oh man, alive.
That's awesome.
So,
wait till I tell Greg. Hey, I know where he is.
That's right. At least you know where he was. Who knows where he is now? He probably has a website. I bet if we looked that up, we could find some info on Charles Fleischer. Oh. And for those who don't know, the voice of Roger Rabbit. And he also had, I think, recurring roles in Happy Days when I think he was in the days when Fonzie was a teacher. I don't know. He's been in lots of movies. You'd recognize him if you saw him. But he's the voice of Roger Rabbit. That's all you need to know. So shut the fuck up.
Let's see. IMDb. Welcome to Charles Fleischer's Monkey Dog, official website of the man.
There you go. See? He's got a
monkeydog.com.
CharlesFleischer.com. Or.
No, I just said.
What is it?
Monkeydog.com.
Of course. Yeah, he never did any drugs. No. No. So, yeah, how odd is it I meet some Charles Fleischer and you were just recently talking about him?
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
See, that's some of that Halloween spooky goodness we've come to, yeah, it's Halloween.
Oh, speaking of Halloween spooky goodness, let's talk about dead celebrities.
Oh, yeah, and for some reason, I'm also completely apropos of nothing. When did we start doing a podcast together, you and I? Do we remember the date, the time? Have we hit or passed our anniversary yet? Because we really should do an anniversary show someday soon.
We could do one next week if you want. I have no idea when our actual anniversary is.
We'll have to look that up.
I know it's in my regular blog, golfwidow.net.
We'll look it up. Or it might be on my blog, andymartello.blogspot.com. Anyway, so yes, dead celebrities. You know, I hang my head in shame when I realize that I did not do anything special. I did not go out of my way to mourn the loss of the last surviving Rat Pack member. Joey Bishop, because I even have a signed Joey Bishop photograph on my wall. Thank you very much. But yes, Joey Bishop died. I don't even know if Vegas did anything special for him. I mean, I'm sure they weren't going to do the whole dim the lights, turn them off like they did for Sinatra. But, you know, I have a strange feeling like they were going to blow up the Frontier Hotel a day sooner or something. You know, do something in honor of old Joey.
Oh, please, Regis Philbin didn't even have anything to say about him.
That bastard. Well, you know, I've always heard that Regis Philbin is just one mean, malicious cocksucker. That's all I've ever heard. Actually, I'm making all that up. Nobody ever talks to me about Regis Philbin. They talk to me about Charles Fleischer more frequently than they talk to me about Regis.
No, but as far as Joey Bishop is concerned, I remember him very little from my childhood. He used to be on Match Game sometimes.
Yes, he did.
And I thought his name was Joey Ketchup because, you know, I hear a word and I associate it with whatever it was. And I was, what, 2, 3?
Yeah, well, there you go.
Joey Ketchup died.
All I know is he was the last surviving member of the Rat Pack, and you know, he had a talk show with where Regis was his Ed McMahon back then. And you know what? I never thought Joey got enough credit. All I know is I remember Sinatra always said back in the day when they were the Pack, he wouldn't do his show if Joey wasn't there. Of course, that all changed somewhere down the line. But when they were all on the road together, he loved his Joey Bishop, and you know, Godspeed to you there, Joey B. Sorry you're gone. Now, because now all we have are like ancillary hangers-on of the Rat Pack. You know, we got like Jerry Lewis, who wasn't really a Rat Packer, but, you know, was sort of in the club. You know, it's like he knew the secret handshake, but he didn't have keys to the club, that kind of thing. And then you got, Shirley MacLaine, who may or may not have slept with all of them. You just have that kind of stuff. You don't have any real Rat Pack left. So that's kind of sad. And like Steve and Edie, you know, you have Steve and Edie still left. You know, that's.
But even Steve and Edie don't count themselves in that.
No, they don't. They're too modest, which is good because you know, let's face it, that's not how it was. But yeah, so now it's sad. I mean, that truly is the end of the Rat Pack as we know it. And so that's very sad. And then speaking of Steve and Edie, basically speaking of cheesy celebrities, Robert Goulet died.
You know, I am really upset about that, except for one thing. Now that he's not around to mess with my stuff when my energy's low, I can stop eating the Emerald Nuts.
I know. That drives me nuts. I'm like, that's the best commercial ever.
And I now love they have that to take commercial. It off.
Yeah, Robert Goulet will sneak in and mess with your stuff. I just thought of Robert Goulet.
Crawling on the ceiling, dude.
Yeah, crawling around on a ceiling to fuck with your shit. It's like just whoever came up with that, you're sitting there going, yeah, I got me a whole. He probably got a huge raise because that's going to be a memorable commercial, and he probably said, and I've got me a whole Robert Goulet campaign plan. You just watch. It's going to be like the Geico Gecko or the Affleck Duck. We're going to have Robert Goulet crawling on walls. What? Oh, fuck. Is Steve Lawrence available?
Porter Wagner died too.
Oh, God.
And that was one of those ones where I'm like, how did he stay alive so long?
What's his name? Robert Goulet. I always liked him because I think even he knew he was kind of a cheesy celebrity, but, you know, enjoyed it nonetheless. And but he always freaked me out. I always thought there was something oddly wrong with his head. It's square. Well, yeah, it's square, and there was something about his eyes and his mouth combo. He kind of looked like a jet black hair mustachioed version of Rutger Hauer in Rutger Hauer's Thin Days. Okay? And Rutger Hauer shouldn't look like Robert Goulet. I shouldn't look at an aging Robert Goulet and see a young Rutger Hauer. Those two things should never, never melt. But, you know, he had that same kind of big, like glassy blue eyes and that kind of weird Alan Alda jaw mouth thing going for him. And so when he would talk and that deep Robert Goulet voice would come out, it always messed me up. So I choose to remember Robert Goulet only in the film Camelot and only crawling on my ceiling.
He is also the voice of the penguin singing in Toy Story 2. Not the voice of him talking, just singing.
I have not seen any of the Toy Story movies, so I will. If he played a penguin, then he's aces in my book.
He didn't do all of the penguin voice. Most of the penguin voice was done by the late Joe Raft, who passed away last year horribly. Miss him. Yes. But you know, the end song that Wheezy the Penguin had to sing, Joe Raft was not a singer, but they got Robert Goulet to do it, and he kicked ass. And with his flippers yet.
Well, that's right. He kicked with his flippers. Oh, man. So, very sad. Dead celebrity news. We're sorry to hear that. Goodbye, Joey Bishop. Goodbye, Robert Goulet. Are there any other... Porter Wagner?
Yep.
There's a man named Porter Wagner?
Not anymore.
Isn't that a power drill? Porter Wagner?
I always thought it sounded like one, but he used to sing country music with Dolly Parton years and years and years ago.
Oh, right. Porter Wagner, of course. I don't know. Is that the one that she was sort of married to or like started with? Is that the one?
That he started her career. I don't think they were ever romantic. It depends who you ask. I don't believe they were ever romantically connected.
Well, that's a great name though. That's right up there. That's up there with Powers Booth. It's like one of those. If he weren't a country singer, he should have been a handsome leading man. Powers Booth. I'm Porter Wagner. Could you imagine that? Wagner, Booth. Come to the Wagner booth at the hardware show.
One of my favorite names in the world, celebrity-wise, is Wolf Blitzer.
Yeah. Well, you know he just made that up. There's nobody in the world really named Wolf Blitzer.
I don't care.
It's impossible. Wolf Blitzer. Come on. Wolf Blitzer. But Porter Wagner. Okay, so country singer, may or may not have boinked Dolly Parton, but sang with her for years and years and years, got her career off the ground, and that was the end of that. And
pretty much, yeah.
So there's at least one more county fair somewhere that is desperately seeking a headliner.
Oh, you're harsh. He played Grand Ole Opry until pretty much his final illness.
Hey, I bet he did, and I got nothing but respect for Grand Ole Opry. Believe it or not, you may think just because I don't like most country music, no, I got lots of respect for the people who work at the Grand Ole Opry. That's a fine tradition of showbiz history there. So, Porter's probably done and did and saw more than I'm gonna do in my lifetime. Certainly since I moved to Vegas and I'm officially retired. Aww. So hey, on a lighter note. After last week's or last show's debacle with the real porn audio, because I feel kind of bad, you know, I thought we were going to be making fun of Haley Page, even though, you know, she died tragically. Instead, you just kept throwing at me tragedy.
What
it's
I was
horrible.
Doing
here
was
I am pulling out stuff, and I'm pulling out stuff that makes it worse and worse.
I was reading her Wikipedia page, so. It wasn't that I was deliberately, like, trying to attack you. I was just trying to, like, you know...
You were throwing me under the bus. You took the whole bit we had planned out, and you just threw it away. You said, you know what, I miss
you. I apologize. But, you know, talk to me about SpermShack.com. You said that they rose from the dead.
Yes, we were going to. Speaking of things we plan to talk about that have since changed. Well, first off, our entire interview with Robert Goulet completely fucked.
Unless you want to have a seance, you want to?
Oh God! Well, actually, you know what's funny? I work at Houdini's Magic Shop, and tonight is the night that Houdini is supposed to come back, if he's going to come back.
And it's not even your shift.
It's not even my shift. I have the day off. Yeah, he's going to come in, probably walk into the shop and go, dude, where's Andy? Ah, that fucker. And then just go away and we'll never see him again. So, we were going to talk about real porn audio. One of my best sources for porn and real porn audio over the years has been SpermShack.com. And that's what I've always liked about porno websites is they come up with these clever names that you're not quite sure. You know, like there's if you go to WhiteHouse.com, it goes to a porn site. So you never quite know what you get. At SpermShack.com, you got a pretty good idea what you're going to get. And it's a badly painted house.
Ew.
Ew. Ew. So in any event, like, they have not updated their site. It's basically a, you know, a free site, and it has tons and tons of links that send you to other porn sites when you can watch, like, quick, you know, anywhere 10 second to a minute long clips. You know, it's for guys who don't really, who are too cheap to pay for a good porn site, and too horny and eager to have to wait much longer than 30 seconds to jerk off. And so that, which really, basically, they may as well just call it andymartello.com.
That was taken already, actually.
It was. And so, since July, they have not updated. They didn't update for the longest time. And usually when that happens, that pretty much means, the mob pretty much found whoever is running his own porn site and you know, they buried him somewhere, probably in the Nevada desert. And so I was very upset. We were going to talk about how there is no more spermshack.com. I can only go there now to get referral links to other websites and hope that there's something good there. And no sooner do I send you the email saying, hey, when we do tomorrow's show, we should talk about how Sperm Shack is dead, sleeping with the fishes or the things that smell like fish. That's disgusting.
You are such a pig.
I am. Oh, I'm
spider. You're a spider pig.
Spider pig. And you think we don't say anything funny. You thought the last time we talked about funny was eggplant. This is a funny show. So no sooner do I hit the send button, and I decide, what the hell, I'll go to Sperm Shack, you know, to, like, pay my respects. And they updated that fucking day. So they came, they went, and they came again. And now everyone gets to come some more. So we can't even talk about how they're not there. Although we have, haven't we?
Yes, except that they're there again.
They're back.
www.spermshack.com.
Sounds, absolutely.
Spell it like it sounds.
That's right. Good stuff. Now, I will admit, you may get a little spyware, but you will not get any bad viruses through there. So, just run your damn spyware program. Get rid of it. Although Sperm Shack is always, that's another reason I liked that site. It was always very reliable and good, simple. No muss, no fuss. You follow the link, you jerk off. How hard is that? So they're back, and thank goodness, because now.
Oh,
I
I've got you. Another dead celebrity.
Oh no, who?
Chef Tell.
Chef Tell. Wait, I should know Chef Tell. Chef Tell is from
Everything.
Everything. Like, he's a famous TV chef, right?
But yep.
Never, like, did he ever really have a show, or was he just like the person who was on everyone else's show?
He was on everybody else's show. So
yeah,
I guess
yeah,
they're
like
gonna change his name to Chef Told.
This is we're going so to hell. Maybe it's just because it's Halloween. Chef Tell, now Chef Told. That's horrible. And what did he die of?
Heart failure.
No, you're supposed to say he talked too much. He couldn't keep his mouth shut. So, Justin Timberlake goes into his doctor's office, and he says, Doc, I've got a problem. Every time I look at myself in the mirror, I get an erection. And the doctor says, oh, that's because you're a pussy. So that's a joke I heard at work the other day.
I'm not hearing good jokes at work today. It was all, you know, variations on a theme, like, do zombies eat cookies with their fingers? No, they eat the fingers first.
Yeah, you need those Halloween-type jokes. I have not put a post up on my blog in a while. I actually reposted my 10 Halloween costumes ideas that you can do with a single suit. So if people want to go to my blog, they'll probably still see that. We'll put that link up on our MySpace page. Getting back to porn and Sperm Shack and poorly painted houses, we should probably play some real porn audio. This has nothing to do with Haley Page, although don't you think for one second I'm not still looking at her sites and lamenting the loss. Okay. Don't you think that I'm not going to find some good stuff of hers to put up. Oh yeah, one day I will. I'll bounce back from that Haley Page's dead mishap. But we have some good stuff here. I sent you two today. Why don't
yes.
you play? We're talking about sperm. Let's start off with the one I sent you called. I think it was called Cumfest.
Okay.
If you're ready, did you cue him up while we were
yep.
talking? Oh, go for it, kid.
I can't even see nothing but cum right here. Yeah.
Oh, baby, it would look good with cologne all over your face.
Oh, I bet I do. Cum fest. Yeah.
I love it when a gal is so happy. She's just so happy to be at work.
You know, she loves her job. What can I say?
What can I say? Exactly. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I can't even see. Oh, yeah. It's fantastic. And let me just say, she was in the Sperm Shack. Yes, indeed she was. But isn't that nice, though? See, we after last show where we heard all the Haley Page interview stuff, and we thought, oh, how sad and how tragic, and all these women.
Here's somebody who really likes her job. That is job satisfaction written all over her face.
She's the happiest person we've had since that British girl. And then I got spunked on. How could I be any happier? It's the same.
Well, now we you know, the only person happier in that shot was him.
That's right. Well, or them, really, is what I should say. But you know, they always say, you know, when you're happy and you love something, you see the world through rose-colored glasses. I'm going to say it's more of kind of a tingy white.
Spider pig.
And and also we should remind people that these porn actors and actresses, even though there are tragedies every now and again, like Haley Page, it is a legitimate business, and people strive for perfection, which is why I think you should just go ahead and play right now, professional, real porn.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Fuck. Now let's do it again. And try and get it right this time.
Try and get it right? Who's the professional here?
Oh my God. They've got a picture of her in the dictionary. And of course, now the dictionary is not safe for work. Next to the word chutzpah.
Wait,
try to get it right this time?
Yeah, that's right. Once more, with feeling. And the funny thing is, that's one of my home movies. Thank you! Ba-dum-bum. Oh, God, that's fantastic. Yes. And that was not Haley Page. That was just that was another one of my favorites. I think we've had her on the show before. That was Vicky Vett. Ooh.
I think we have had her. Well, I never had her.
Oh, if I do, I'm talking about it the whole fucking hour, let me tell you. Hey, and there is something we should talk about that we were going to talk about sooner than we are now, but we didn't. And the reason we didn't talk about it till now, I'm not quite sure, but we act like we talked about it last week but didn't talk about it at all. You even put a picture of it and a link on our website saying, hey, here's some of the stuff we talked about. The It's It ice cream sandwich. I've had people email me, hey, guys, you didn't talk about... Actually, I'm just lying. I'm just doing showbiz shit. Nobody emailed me because we know nobody listened to the show. But let's pretend I had people email me, say, dude, why'd you you put a link and a picture about the It's It ice cream sandwich and you didn't talk about it at all?
Oh my God, psychic moment.
What's going on?
See, it's the Halloween special. We had a psychic moment last time.
That must be what it is. Oh, we are so fucking spooky. So let's talk about it. One of the food things. Now, one day we will have to have a show about some of the great food, nonsensical, fun, tasty, whatever, that I have found since living out here. The one that I'm still so proud of. April found it, and then I found it like seconds afterwards. So she claims to have found it first. I claim that it both came to us like universally. Is something called It's It. And it's the ice cream sandwich of the gods. It is so good. It's apparently been, they've been making them in San Francisco for years and years and years and years. It has got Golf Widow written all over it. You need one of these bad boys. They even have a website. What's that website, Golf Widow?
www.itsicecream.com.
When you see the picture, you'll do the same thing that April and I did. You'll do the same thing that Golf Widow did when I sent her the link. You'll just go, oh. Wait, can we try and get it right this time? Oh. You'll
it's
sound like
just
that guy
a
who apparently
drawing
didn't do his job so
on
well
the
in the
first
middle
porn page
audio segment.
And you just
it
freak
is,
out.
It, first off, it's about the size of the... I mean, it's bigger than any ice cream sandwich you've ever seen. It's not one of those crappy, like, long, thin ones with the weird, soggy cookie. It's a big, round... ice cream sandwich, easily the size of my palm, and I'm an Italian with a big meaty hand, so it's a big.
Oh, really?
Ice cream sandwich.
Is it true what they say?
Yes, it says I wear big meaty gloves. with stubbly little fingers. Oh, so sad. So anyway, but it's two delicious, really well-made, thick and tasty oatmeal raisin cookies with a big slab, like an inch thick, of tasty vanilla ice cream covered in completely encrusted in a thin layer of dark chocolate.
Oh, my God.
And if Josh isn't right now playing some sort of drop of like Homer going, or just more sounds of like men groaning from all the real porn audio we've provided, then he's fired.
Actually, I think Josh is probably like really pissed at us right now for talking about ice cream when he's been doing so good losing weight.
Yeah, that's true. But you know what, Josh? Hey, you've already got the wife. You've already got the kid. What are you bothering losing the weight for? You got everything you need. Well, actually, she got everything she needs. She's not going to need you anymore. Fatten yourself up. Eat an ice cream sandwich. They are so good. They are easily the best ice cream sandwich I've ever had. They're so good.
Is it just that the sandwich is good, or is the quality of ice cream really, really good, or are the cookies really good, and the ice cream just kind of brings it over the edge, or what?
Top to bottom, everything is fantastic about it. Because first off, the ice cream, very good ice cream. You could tell it was ice cream. You know, I'm sure it would have been better like 100 years ago when they were making them, you know, on the pier or somewhere. But it's their recipe of ice cream. It's not some generic vanilla. Very tasty. The cookies are thick, and they're that perfect level of almost crunchy, almost chewy, that makes an ice cream sandwich really good, okay? It's not, like I said, it's not like that thin, flat, wafer, soggy, like you get if you go to a vending machine and just order an ice cream sandwich. It's a cookie that your grandma probably made for you.
Grandma could not bake, but my mother.
Somebody's grandmother. All right, a good grandmother will be provided for you to provide cookies.
Thank you so.
And then the chocolate covering it is this excellent dark chocolate, but it's a thin layer, okay? It's not like a big thick ganache, okay? It's just so thin. It's just enough chocolate to completely bring out like the little cinnamon and the little raisin flavor in the oatmeal raisin cookie to complement that nicely, and it's so thin that it always gets just a little tiny bit melty on your fingers. And of course, you have to, of course, then lick your fingers and, oh, this chocolate is so good. You spend all day just talking about how good these goddamn cookies were.
I'm really upset now because, you know, it's the double whammy for me. I am allergic to chocolate. I am also allergic to dairy. So, you know, if I ate that thing, I would probably, like, swell up and die or turn plaid or something. And I still want one.
Yeah, that being said, if I sent you some, you'd still eat them, right?
Hell yeah.
You know what? Any sort of dairy allergies you have, you take whatever pills your doctor gives you to make
Benadryl.
Sure that
if I take Benadryl in advance, I can eat it. I'll just fall asleep, like, right after.
Oh, well, that's perfect, because then it's basically like a good night of sex, only you don't have to pay the hooker. It's fantastic. They are good. People really should get, and you can order them online from what we were finding out looking at the website last week, even though we never talked about it on the show. You can order them online. We get them here locally at one of our stores, and the store we get them at most frequently has, apparently they had a sign up saying they were clearancing them out, and so we were getting them for like $1.99 a box, which is great. They only come three to a box, but they're well worth it. We bought like 24 boxes of them. And since then, we found other stores in the area have them. So now I don't feel quite the pressing need to have the supply. And we bought them with the intention of never eating them except in emergencies. And, now we eat them whenever the fuck we want, because we're rock stars like that.
Oh.
But yeah, if I can find a way of sending you some myself, I will. Or maybe, you know, I still haven't bought you your Christmas present. I'm sorry, your whatever holiday you celebrate present.
Kwanzaa Stistivicide.
Right. God bless you. I will send you. You're going to burn in heck. I'm going to. If I can't get you the stuff I was going to get you, I will see about trying to send you some Itzits or something. I don't know, but man alive, go to itziticecream.com and just take a look at the picture we put on our golfwidow.podomatic.com site.
It's a drawing, and it makes you want ice cream.
It's fantastic. It's the happiest ice cream sandwich on earth. There's no way around it. Anybody who doesn't like those ice cream sandwiches, I challenge you to get me a better one. You provide me a better ice cream sandwich, and then I will crown that the new champion, and I will eat that one proudly. But so far, this is the one. There are a few things I would rather... In fact, I'm kind of glad there haven't been any trick-or-treaters during this show, because as soon as I get off the phone with you, it's it time. Mm-mm.
And I'll bet you're going to have a cigar afterwards, too, huh?
And maybe... You know what? It's probably going to be cigar, martini, it's it. Somewhere in that. I may just set up a chair at the end of my block, have some... I'm just going to set up a chair, set up the candy bowl, have myself a cigar and martini. I'm not going to let anybody ring my damn bell. I'm just going to sit there, smoke, drink, hand out candy, and then I'm going to get myself an it's it. Actually, that sounds kind of cool.
That actually does sound kind of cool. If it wasn't so damn cold outside and all my trick-or-treaters came yesterday, I'd be doing the same thing, except without the cigar.
Oh, is it cold in the rest of the world? It's only 80 degrees here.
But you know what today is, which I totally forgot to mention, aside from being Halloween. This is just totally incidental to that
all
fact.
Right, bring it up.
It is my 2000th smoke-free day.
Woo! In case Josh has lost the applause sound effect, I will applaud for you.
Oh, thank you.
Congratulations. You want a cigarette?
Totally.
All right, see? So have one. Come on, you're a grown woman. Have one.
I'm not going to have one because then I got to reset the counter on my page, and I really, really don't want to do that.
2000 is a lovely, lovely number to fall back on. You
it
know,
is. I am.
You've set the bar. Now go back to ground zero.
No.
All right, well, so be it. Congratulations. If it's what you want, then that's a good thing. But if you keep wanting a cigarette, then not smoking is not what you want.
It isn't. It basically, if they can come up with a cigarette that won't kill me, won't bankrupt me, because right now they're like $5 million a pack.
Well, that's
and
true.
Won't
that's
kill
really
everybody around me, I'm totally starting up again.
Well,
I love every cigarette I ever had.
Well, we can go into that all day long, but honestly, I think the financial issue is worse than anything, because you know they're not going to kill the people around you. They never have. There's no case. Never have. Never will. Secondhand smoke hasn't killed a single person ever, 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 ever. You, it might. It might not. If you got a history of that stuff in your family, much more likely.
Well, I'll tell you what, lung cancer killed Andy Kaufman, and he never smoked.
That doesn't mean he got it from secondhand smoke. You can get lung cancer. You can get lung cancer.
No, that's
in
my
hospital.
Point. It's like eat right, exercise, die anyway.
Yeah, I mean, so really, why not die with a cigarette in your hand, baby?
Because they're expensive, most of the reason.
Yeah, they really are. You know what? In Chicago, the highest taxes on earth for tobacco are in Chicago, and I know people who were like I feel those were the hardcore smokers, because in some cases like a pack of cigarettes was like anywhere from $8-$10 on up, and I'm like, holy crap, I can't imagine that. At least my cigars, I know where my money's going. But I'm very proud of you. I really am. I'm not encouraging you to smoke again. I really am not. If you want to, I'll be like, hey, she's smoking again, and I'll clap for you just as much. But
no,
I'm very proud of you, and other people should be proud.
I am relieved. It's like the only thing that I know for sure I am succeeding at.
Yeah. Oh, that's not true. Hey, you work in marketing. Maybe you could market Andy Martello. And get me some work, and then you know you'd be successful at that, because I pay you really well.
Well, you know, I keep trying. You know, I talk to people like in my line of business, there's trade shows and things, which I know you do work for those occasionally.
I do.
And I say, have you guys got your stand-up comedian yet? And they're like, what do we need one of those for? And I'm like, oh, you idiots.
For your hospitality event afterwards, for your booth, have a
you
juggler
need somebody,
at your booth to attract people?
You need somebody walking through here saying, here, you know, I look like a Blues Brother, I have a mouth like a sailor, and here's some flyers and some brochures and some samples.
Well, I speak properly at the corporate events. I don't get out there and just talk about fisting and cornholing and it's a ice cream. At corporate events, I'm a very well-spoken, polite young man. Maybe you're the reason I'm not getting any work. Maybe you're not doing so well by me.
Well, actually, basically, they're like, well, you know, the only reason we called is to see if we could get some brochures out of you. We weren't trying to get you to send us a juggler.
Oh, I gotcha.
See, and then that makes me feel kind of inferior. Like, oh, God, how much do I suck? They're just using me for my literature.
Well, tell you what. If you need, I'll send you lots of my literature, and then you just send them my literature along with yours.
Yeah, that's right. What I should do. I should tuck Andy Martello cards into all the catalogs.
Yeah, because you got plenty of them, and they probably move faster than all those Roger Clemens cards you have in the house.
The Roger Clemens cards aren't going anywhere.
So come on, get them Andy Martello cards out there. And speaking of getting out, we should get out. We're cresting the hour mark, which somebody asked a while back. I think it was Julie. She asked if like we purposefully keep us at an hour, if we feel there's some sort of, you know, we remember our very first show was like 10, 15 minutes long, and then we got a little longer, and then we decided an hour is like about as long as we can reasonably expect anybody to listen to what is essentially just a casual conversation between friends. I mean, it's
exactly.
Not like, this is not really a show as far as most people are concerned. We think it's a show because we're just so goddamn entertaining, but in reality, it's just me calling you up, you listening, or you calling me up, me listening, and we chat like old friends. We just happen to be recording. So we just kind of arbitrarily said an hour is about as long as we can expect anybody, and anyone who downloads it, I mean, it's like an 80 megabyte file or something ridiculous like that. So we're trying to think of what is the reasonable amount we can get people to listen to us, and perhaps we should scale it back down. Maybe we'd have more listeners if we only did 10 minutes again. Who knows?
Possibly. Well, I think what we'll do is because who knows when we'll be able to hook up for this again.
Well, then what we'll do is in between we'll do lots of these little pod,
we'll let
like 10-minute podcrapular breaks.
Podcrapular light, yeah.
There you go. That would be a grand idea.
And that tastes great. Less golf widow.
There you go. No, it doesn't taste good without Golf Widow, because you're covered in a light coating of dark chocolate.
And it makes it so hard to walk.
It's true. Or you could be covered with something else. Play that real porn audio again. Woohoo! All right, I'm done.
Okay.
Spider pig. Anyway, so people should buy your book. We covered that. Getting My Think On, available at Amazon. They should go to your blog, which is golfwidow.net. They should go to our MySpace page, which is Podcrapular.
You got any live gigs coming up?
I am going to be doing November 5th through the 10th. I will be at the River Palms Hotel and Casino in Laughlin, Nevada, the passive-aggressive gambling capital of the world. You know, when they say what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, what happens in Laughlin gets broadcast on the internet. Nobody fucking cares. So I will be at River Palms Hotel and Casino November 5th through the 10th at the Comedy Shop at the River Palms. 8 o'clock shows, tickets available through Ticketmaster. $2 off if you happen to be one of those fancy schmancy gambling card members at the club. Come see me. Rumor has it Julie might be coming along with her hubby, but who knows? They've got stuff going on, so who knows? But yeah, come see me and I'll tell fisting jokes.
Cool.
Lots of fisting jokes. And AndyMartello.com, AndyMartello.blogspot.com, MySpace.com/podcrapular. Are we forgetting anything? And Josh. Go to Josh's blog. Go to Josh's bloggity blog blog blog.
Listener42.livejournal.com.
All right, that's it. Happy Halloweeny, everybody.
Yes, that's right. Happy Halloween.
I'll talk to you later.
Bye-bye.